Your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is a gentleman I met probably 20 years ago, somewhere about that time, when he was the co-host on the Pat Robertson program. And I was interviewed on the program. Pat wasn't there. Ben did the interview. And my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. And I was so impressed by him at the time because he knew my book better than I did. That was a long time ago. A lot of water's gone under the bridge, but this morning we're going to have Ben Kitchlow with us. And, well, Ben, what are we going to be talking about this morning?
Well, you know, one of the things that concerns me is that we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, probably the greatest country that has ever existed, with the possible exception of the Solomonic era of the Israelis. But other than that, America is, in my opinion, and I think it's an arguably supported opinion, that this is the greatest country on the face of the earth, and I have some serious concerns about it.
Well, I share your concerns because I think we've turned away from our Christian heritage, and I fear God is going to bring judgment on this country because of what's going on. But let's get your thoughts on it and what can be done.
Well, Stan, you know, one of the things we need to understand, and I think it's probably a misconception held by a lot of people, when you use the phrase Christian heritage, some people think that Christianity is a religion. It is not. The Bible, for example, is not a religious book. It was not written to establish a religious aspect. It is not religion. If you look at the Bible carefully, there are seven references to religious or religion in the Bible. And of those seven references, six of them are negative. And here's why. Religion is man's idea of how to please his concept of God. So if you want to know what people think God is like, look at their religion. Now, when you study the Bible and you look at it dispassionately and, you know, without prejudice, you see that the Bible consists of principles that are designed to maximize man's life for himself personally and with his mankind. Consequently, when you look back to see the civilizations that have prospered recently, they've all been built on the Judeo-Christian principles, and that is what is the foundation principles of greatness, especially for America.
At least it was. I fear we're turning away from there.
Unfortunately, we are, and we're turning away from it more rapidly than a lot of people realize, Stan. You know, when you go back and look at the Declaration of Independence, in there it says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that men are A, created, and B, endowed by their creator with these rights that include life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And then it says something that I think we have forgotten. It said, to secure, not grant, but to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their power from the consent of the governed. And I think that's part of the problem that we are facing with now. Whether or not the people are willing to confess the Christian aspects of it, we are getting to the point to where the government has become the governors. In other words, governing doesn't work by the consent of the governed anymore. It's almost like now people exist at the consent of the government, and this is happening in America.
I share your concern very, very deeply. Go right ahead.
Now, my problem is with this, you know, and I don't want to preach a sermon, but I've wondered why America has managed to stray so far from the founders' vision of this nation composed of different people's groups endowed by their creator with these certain unalienable rights. How did we get to the point where now you can't mention God, high school valedictorians are forbidden to thank God in their addresses to classmates. Your Ten Commandments can no longer be placed in display on many government buildings and state houses. And high school football games, you don't remember, I don't know whether you remember, did you play football stand when you were a kid or baseball?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, you remember they used to always open up the high school football games or the baseball games with prayer, and everybody would stand and take off their hats. Now, you can't do that anymore, and in many states, you know, Americans are beginning to plague by something that I call fall racism. It's not real racism, but that's what people are trying to forced off on America. Now, there had to be an origin for this. Now, Stan, you probably, if I remember correctly, you and I are old enough to remember the 60s. Now, I hope this doesn't date us, but you remember the 60s?
Oh, I remember them very well. That's when I went in medical practice, 1968.
Well, you see, you are a prime example of what I'm talking about. The conservative type students back after the, at the end of the hippie movement, the conservative students, those people that had these values, went into businesses. They went into medicine, they went into business, they went into all these areas and made America's economy one of the greatest on the face of the earth. The hippies, those people who believed in Woodstock, drug, sex, rock and roll sort of thing, those people, the anti-Vietnam War protesters, the draft card burners, the all these people, the yippies, all these people, by the way, the yippies, in case people don't realize what that was, the yippies was the hippies' political arm. All of these people, after they got through tuning in, turning in, and dropping out, went into two main arenas. They went into education and the media. Now, Stan, that is critical. These people went into education and the media. Now, I don't know whether people realize this or not, but these hippies have become the so-called leftists and liberals of today, and they literally hate the concept of America as it exists now. They do not like the idea that Americans and America is based on the idea of individual responsibility. They have this leftist orientation, which basically is a communist orientation, that says that America, when you talk about in their mindset, there should not be people who are rewarded for their input, their behavior, their hard work. They're saying that everybody should have exactly the same thing, that there should be no differences in terms of people's economic status. And that is part of the major problem we're facing today, Stan.
Well, unfortunately, why we have a nation that's not only morally but financially bankrupt, and you just can't provide for everybody from the cradle to the grave. There's no way we can maintain the economic status we have at the present time. In America, financially, is on the way down. We'll be right back with Ben Kitchfo.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Walker Manufacturing Company reminds drivers school is almost in season again. Remember, children are not always mindful of traffic hazards. It is up to you, the driver, to watch out for children, especially when entering school zones and playground areas. Always watch for the crossing guard's instructions. That's Walker Manufacturing Company at 5925th East Harmony in Fort Collins. In the business world, there are certain companies that stand out and attain a position of leadership and trust, whose community expertise and years of servicing the community has given them their fine reputation. Call 970-221-5614. That's 970-221-5614.
Well, Dr. Stan, and Ben was simply talking about the way things used to be, and they really were. When I was raised, this was a different world. Nobody went without medical care. We didn't have a federal system provided health care for a lot of people over 65 who could afford to buy insurance on their own. No, siree, we had a system at that time where people paid for their own health care. They had their own insurance. And if you didn't have insurance, every county in the United States had a county hospital or contracted with one so that nobody went without medical care. And people didn't starve to death. We had all sorts of charities, and they were centered around our churches and charitable groups. But you see, there were those who wanted to centralize all power with Washington, D.C. And before they could do that, they had to destroy the moral fabric of our society. And so there was an organized effort to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And nobody's ever pointed out this was all contrived to destroy the moral fabric of our society. And they've done a wonderful job of that as they've centralized power with government. And the enemy is not Russian communism. We have far more communism in America today than they ever have had in either Russia or China. Go right ahead, Ben.
Well, you know, it's interesting, but what you need to understand is that people change the concept. One of the things about propaganda is you change words that people are attach a negative connotation to. For example, no longer are we talking about communists here in America. What we're talking about is progressives. We've changed the name from liberals to progressive. So now we have the progressives and the liberals who are in our education system. Remember I said they went into education and the media. Now, people say, well, you're overstating the matter, Kinchlow. Well, the fact of the matter is that today's schools and colleges are re-educating our children away from the Judeo-Christian history of this nation. Now, people say, well, you're overstating the matter. Well, let me just give you an example. And let me ask you this, Stan. Here's a quote from the student guidelines of an American university. Quote, let every student be plainly instructed and earnestly pressed to consider well the main end of his life and studies to know God and Jesus Christ, which is eternal life, and therefore to lay Christ in the bottom as the only foundation of sound knowledge and learning, and seeing the Lord only gives wisdom, let everyone seriously set himself by prayer in secret to seek it of him. Proverbs 2:3. Everyone shall so exercise himself in reading the scriptures twice a day that he shall be ready to give such an account of his proficiency therein. I'd say that's pretty clear up front, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. But I doubt that they're using that today.
You know where that came from, sir? That was the student-oriented guideline for Harvard University. Yes.
Long time ago.
Try that in America today. So what happened to us? Well, let me tell you what happened to us. As I said, the liberals, the progressives, the hippies, the people who hate America went into the media and they went into education. And they are now putting their concepts into play in education. If you want to get criticized in America today, by the media, adopt a conservative position, and you will immediately find yourself subjected to ongoing attacks on your character, on your concepts, on your direction, on your old-fashioned, you know, hatred of, quote, liberty and freedom. That's what happens in the media. And in education, well, you know, people who are going to school now know what's happening in our education system. We aren't teaching children the Declaration of Independence anymore and the founding principles and the founding fathers' statements, some of the things that would be absolutely considered in violation of the First Amendment. Some of the things the founding fathers said would be considered in violation of the same amendment that they wrote. And by the way, if you look at the First Amendment very carefully, it says, and one of the things you have is you always hear this. The media brings this up all the time, and the leftist politicians bring this up all the time. They're always yelling about the Establishment Clause. Have you ever heard that phrase?
Sure.
The Establishment Clause. And any time somebody wants to pray or read the scriptures or do anything that has a, quote, religious connotation to it, unquote, they immediately start screaming about a violation of the Establishment Clause. And the reason is most people don't really understand or fully aware of that there is no Establishment Clause. That is one separate total sentence. It's what it says. Congress, not the local facilities, not the local states, not the local school boards, et cetera, but Congress shall make no law respecting an established religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So the moment you say, I can't pray under the so-called Establishment Clause, you violate my right to do so under the Free Exercise Clause. So those two things are inseparable. Congress makes no law prohibiting, okay, or establishing a religion. That is a state religion. In other words, England, France, Portugal, Germany, and Spain all had established church religions. And America said, no, we will not have an official Protestant or Catholic religion. Every man should be free to worship as he sees fit. So, no state religion, that's the Establishment Clause, and no prohibition against the free exercise, and that's the Free Exercise Clause. And those two go hand in glove. You can't separate one from the other without violating the intent of the Founding Fathers.
But nobody ever asked why the Supreme Court came up with their decision back there in 1962 that took God and prayer out of our schools. Nobody ever asked that question.
Nope. And that's because nobody really read it. They just assumed that the Supreme Court knew what he was talking about. And that's what, this is the danger of, I guess I could call it, uneducating our children, so that our children who are going to college and now universities don't understand the principles on which their liberties are based. And you said something earlier about, you know, the fact that we now have people who are sitting around waiting on the government to supply its needs. Well, that is never was the government's function. Americans did not come to this country to have the government take care of them. In fact, they wanted the government out of their lives so that they could proceed according to the way that seemed best unto them. And that's what made America the greatest nation on the face of the earth. And now we get to the point that where we're trying to emulate socialism, emulate communism under different terms, of course. And that's the beginning. We begin to see the downfall of America. Our debt is spiraling completely out of control. And at the same time our debt is spiraling out of control, we see Washington, the White House, and Congress launching programs to get more people onto food stamps. Can you believe that?
Well, I can believe it. And basically, we don't have money. We have to borrow money ourselves. And yet we're giving money to countries all throughout the world in the form of foreign aid to influence their policies and to bring them into this same sort of a socialist outlook, where if there is a powerful central authority that provides for the people, well, basically, what we're doing, is, of course, is the antithesis of what America was. In America, the power of government was to be limited so men could be free, and nobody starved to death. There were always charitable institutions to look after people. No longer, of course, now the government's doing it. Why, of course, there are less and less charitable institutions looking after people. Go right ahead, Ben.
Well, see, we have removed that whole concept of faith, hope, and charity from our lifestyle, because now we don't need, quote, faith, hope, and charity. The government is there to replace God. The government, in these people's opinion, is there to replace God. Who needs God when we have government? And that's exactly what they're saying. And by the way, you know, it's like, here's what Thomas Jefferson says. Thomas Jefferson said, can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we remove their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of people that these liberties are the gift of God? Now, if you take that, and just that one phrase shows you how dangerous we are, what kind of dangerous ground we're on. Our liberties, the very liberties that we take for granted as Americans, are now being endangered by these, quote, the thought that liberty is a gift of government, not a gift of God. John Adams said, our Constitution is made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other kinds of people. And finally, James Wilson, who was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, said this, human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law which is divine. Religion and law are twin sisters. Indeed, these two scientists run into each other. In other words, what we're saying is that if you take God out of government, then you are totally restricting yourself to depending on man for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, not God. And let me ask you something else, Dan. If you take God completely out of the equation, if let's just say, for example, let's just take God completely out of the situation, and let's just put in evolution, which is what they're trying to do. Based on that, no God, only evolution, can you give me an example of something that's right or wrong with God completely removed from the equation?
There has to be a God, or there is no right or wrong. That's the difficulty. You see, if you simply take God out of the equation, then each one of us determines what's right and wrong on our own, and usually we're going to choose wrong.
In other words, it all becomes a matter of opinion, and whoever has the power to enforce his concept of right and wrong, and therefore it becomes, well, listen, if it's woman's right to choose, if a woman wants to kill her baby, that should be her choice. So say, well, we abort the baby when it's 3 months old. Well, wait a minute. If you can abort the baby when it's 3 months old, why can't you abort the baby when it's 2 years old? What's the difference? No difference.
Well, we got a real problem because we've lost the moral foundation of this country, and it didn't happen by accident. I think there's an organized effort. I think there's a conspiracy against God. I think it's well coordinated by the powerful forces at the highest levels of our government today.
Exactly. And again, the reason is Americans, generally speaking, are law-abiding people. We don't like to fight against our government. We don't like to get out there and demonstrate willy-nilly. And so we're just kind of saying, well, okay, so it's okay if we don't let our kids pray in school. I mean, that's, we can still pray at home, we can still pray in church. But what they don't realize is that they're removing the foundation from these children's lives. The foundation for right and wrong is being removed from these children's lives. So by the time they get to be 21, 22 years old, they have no basis for right and wrong. So anything goes. So now, you know, homosexual marriage. Why not homosexual marriage? That's just you old Bible people saying that homosexuals should not be allowed to do what they want to do. Well, the next stage would be okay. So a lady wants to marry her dog. Do you take Fido to be your lawful wedded husband? Why not? Why can't she marry her dog? And why not have 8 to 10 or 12 wives? And why not just kill somebody because you disagree with them? Who says you can't kill somebody I disagree with? Is that your old-fashioned Christian law? Yes, and that's exactly where we are headed, Stan, and that's the real danger we're facing with our country in America today. And what you're seeing now is just the beginning.
And as Thomas Jefferson said so well, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. And
exactly.
I really believe that we're in for some terrible, terrible times unless this country returns to God. And it's not going to happen unless there's a terrible catastrophe, which I fear is imminent. Go right ahead.
Unfortunately, you're too close to the right on the truth, man. To the kindly influence of Christianity, we owe the degree of civil freedom and political and social happiness which mankind now enjoys.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Ben Kitzlow.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton is honoring our armed forces. They're the people who have kept our country free for over 200 years. It's the members of our nation's military who have sacrificed so we can enjoy the freedoms our Constitution guarantees. They deserve our salute. This tribute is from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. That's 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Benjamin Kitzlow. Ben, do you have a website or anything you'd like to tell our listeners that they can get in touch with you and your ministry?
Yes, sir. My website is Ben Kitzlow. That's KINCHLOW.com. BenKitzlow.com. And you can find out all kind of information there. We also have a column that's posted there, and I have a book coming out in about 2 weeks called Black Yellow Dogs. It talks about the political climate in the American, African-American community. And I think people find that interesting. And that's just a few of the things that are happening right now.
All right, fine. Well, a big question that nobody ever asked is, why did the Supreme Court take God and prayer out of our schools back in '62?
in that case of Engel versus Vitale? What was their motivation?
Now, that is a question that we sometimes forget to look at the people who are appointed to positions of authority and responsibility in our country. And again, if the American people with whom the founding fathers entrusted our freedoms and our liberty and our future, if we don't get involved in the process, then people with ulterior motives will end up in the process. These people who took God out of the fabric of America, you know, when they did that to our children, these men were primarily liberal-oriented individuals whose basic tenets is we hate the concept of America. Let me just point out something to you. If you look at the basic principles of apparent civilization, you can see what happens to those adherents to these principles. If you look at the cultures of India, China, Japan, and the Middle East, all of their behavior patterns, most of which are abhorrent to Americans and Westerns, you'll find they took their behavior patterns from the basic philosophies of their parent, Eastern civilization. Just as modern England, France, Germany, United States, Israel, et al. Adhere to the basic philosophies of their parent, Western civilization. And the basic tenets of Western civilization are essentially a restatement of the Judeo-Christian biblical values, and the moral precepts of Eastern civilizations are a restatement of their values. We have allowed a few men to take away or the basis for our liberties, the right and privileges of believing and publicly acknowledging God. That is not the way the founding fathers intended, and that is not the way it should be, and that should be in the hands of the people. And that is in the hands of the people. We just don't know what to do about it, how to do it, but that is in the hands of the people a way to overturn these laws that are forced upon us by these unbelievers.
Well, how can we do that? That is the big question.
By getting
how can we get God... the point where they, if the teacher or the school wants to acknowledge God, that they can, where prayer can be, and certainly where the idea of creation, that man was created by God, rather than the indoctrination in Darwinism, which says there is no God. In fact, the entire purpose of our education is to destroy the belief in God, and to destroy the belief in God and family and country. They're doing a great job of it. We've got a lot of confused young people. How can we take America back?
Well, as I said earlier, the leftists and the liberals went into education. The conservatives went into business. So what we need to do is we need to get back and get conservatives back involved in the political process from the school boards right on up. We need to get parents. Remember the PTA? There was something called the Parents and Teachers Association. This is where parents get back into the concept of educating their children instead of turning their children over to, quote, professional educators, mostly members of leftist-leaning or liberal unions. Instead of turning our education over to those people, we need to get back where we're actively involved in our children's education and upbringing. Number two, the Constitution, the Founding Fathers were aware of the dangers of allowing a government to get out of control. So they built into the fabric of of our history, they built into the fabric of our government a means whereby if the government, the existing government, passes a law that is contrary to the opinions and feelings of the overwhelming majority of the American citizens, the states, the state governments, which are composed supposedly of representatives at the local level, then they can call a constitution convention, and two-thirds of the states can override any government law put into effect by the Supreme Court or even the President of the United States. But it takes the active participation of the people of this republic, not a democracy, but the people of this republic getting involved in their own governance.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, and I would echo Ben's statement, people have to be involved. The reason we're in the trouble we are today is because our religious leaders have not challenged the unconstitutional decision back in 1962 by men who are on the Supreme Court who had an agenda. Well, we could certainly challenge that. We could take a case to them again. I don't know whether they'd come up with the same decision, but basically the decision back in 1962 was unconstitutional because it went totally contrary to the history of America at that time and certainly had no foundation in our Constitution. So go right ahead with your thoughts, Ben.
And again, I want to point, you know, you need to point out that this whole thing, the separation of church and state clause that they used to keep Christians, to keep Bible-believing Christians out of the process. You know, the founding fathers did not intend for the churches to be totally separate from the government because they understood that absent morality, you could have the same kind of problems with a, quote, elected government that you had with an unelected monarch. So they put into the hands of the people. I cannot overstate that government in the United States derives its just powers from the consent of the governed. Now, Stan, do you realize what they're saying there? Do people realize what's being said there? That the government gets its right to act, its power to do things from those people who have sent public servants to represent them to serve at their convenience. In other words, these people in Washington and in the state legislatures serve at our benefit.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squarereconstruction.com.
Join internationally acclaimed doctors Michael Kiriak and Roland Thomas and other health experts for an exciting three-hour conference on the science and benefits of biosuperfood on Thursday, August the 22nd, 6:45 p.m. at the Spring Hill Suites in Denver, Westminster, on Church Ranch Boulevard at 103rd Avenue. Register now at bioage.com or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116 or bioage.com. Leave your name and the number of people in your group. Registration is limited. Pre-registration discount is $10 or pay $20 at the door.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, the American Constitution was unique in that it limited the power of the federal government. That was the beauty of our system. Limit the power of government so men could be free. There were only 18 things the federal government was to do, and other than those, it was to have no other power at all. That's what the 9th and 10th Amendments were about, was to limit the power of the federal government to those things that are stipulated there in the Constitution. And as John Adams had said so well, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It would be totally inadequate for the governance of any other. In other words, basically, you couldn't have a limited government unless you had moral people. Well, unfortunately, there are those who wanted to destroy the morality of this nation. They've done it. They planted their people in the Supreme Court. And the decisions in Engle versus Vitale in 1962 was designed to destroy the moral fabric of this country so we could have a dictatorship. And that is where we're headed today. Go right ahead, Ben.
Well, you're exactly right. That is exactly right. And, you know, I think sometimes people forget, you know, the reason the Founding Fathers established some of the principles they established and some of the procedures they established was because they recognized the weakness of human nature. What is that phrase? Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. You know, it's very difficult to get people to surrender power once they have had a taste of it. This is why the Founding Fathers established what I call the 2-4-6 rule. The House of Representatives. You know, people say, well, the House, but it's the House of Representatives. Representing who? Stan, I'm asking you. These are the House of Representatives. Representing who? Who are these people representing?
Representing the people.
But they're really representing
They represent certainly a power elite that wants to control every aspect of human activity. That's the tragedy. And we've gotten away from this idea of a limited government now to a government that will provide for us from the cradle to the grave. But people don't understand that the government can provide for people. It's got to be able to control them. Go right ahead.
No, that's exactly right. And they have become just what you said. But the purpose of it was these were representatives of the people, government of the people, for the people, by the people, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government. So we give them permission to go to Washington in the House of Representatives for 2 years. We send them there to represent us. And every 2 years, they have to come back and ask us for permission to continue to serve us. The president goes for 4 years. Every 4 years, he has to either go home or come back and ask for permission and our privilege to serve another 4 years. And the senators, every 6 years, they have to come back home and ask for our permission to go back and serve us. Now, we have gotten to the point now where you have senators who've been there for 30 years, 40 years, congressmen who are in there for 25, 30 years, and the president, fortunately, has been limited to 2 terms. But we need term limits on our representatives and our senators so that they understand that after their 2 years or 4 years or however many years we give them to represent us, they have to come back and live under the same laws that they subject us to. A good example of this is the Obamacare. Don't you find it interesting that Congress, the president, and all these specifically exempted themselves from having to serve under the law that they are forcing upon us? I thought that was quite interesting, don't you?
Oh, I think it is very, very interesting and very, very telling.
Very revealing. Why should Congress be not subject to the same laws that they enforce on us? Aren't they also American citizens?
Well, unfortunately, we have a ruling elite, and we've gotten a long way from our Constitution. Basically, of course, initially, why people certainly did represent the public, but they've taken over the media. The average individual has no idea how their congressman votes. I know here in the district where I am, for I think 20 years or 16 years, our congressman was Leon Panetta,
and not one person in this area realized that Leon Panetta had the most radical left-wing voting record in the entire nation and the entire Congress, and because the local newspapers are all controlled and none of them told the truth about Leon Panetta. And that's true all across this country because the media is controlled. The people do not know what's really going on. That's why I do what I do 5 hours a day, trying to get people to understand. The first thing they did was take control of the media, and so they can control our reality. And so you don't know how your congressman votes. And when I ran against Leon Panetta, why I was roundly attacked by all of the media in this area, not one of them would give a fair appraisal of what was going on.
Well, why should they? Because they don't want people like you in positions where you are there to serve the people and to make sure that the rights and privileges of the people are regarded. This is what I said earlier. The leftist people went into the media and into education for the express purpose of transforming this country. They don't want people to know what's going on. They are deliberate in their obfuscation of what's happening in and around Washington, D.C., and they do not want the American people to be aware of some of the real problems we're facing. And so we read and see, oh, yada, yada, yada. We get all upset about, you know, idiotic stuff like the Trayvon Martin thing. And then we don't pay any attention to what's really happening in Washington where we are. Oh, well, don't get me started on that. We need to be very much aware that the founding fathers and God and the founding fathers intended that men should be free to make their own decisions, that they should not be subject to anything. Even God himself did not impose his divine judgments on people who don't obey him. You can do whatever you want to do. He says there are consequences, but he doesn't step in and hit you with a lightning bolt if you step out of line, does he? No, because he gave us free will, and the founding fathers incorporated this free will into the type of government that made America the greatest nation on the face of the earth.
Well, I guess this morning has been Benjamin Kitslow, and it's always good to have Ben with us. Certainly, he's absolutely right. We do have the greatest country, but we were founded by men who are predominantly Christians. America has turned its back on God. America is no longer a Christian nation. God bless you, Ben. Keep up the great work. Love talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and this is the last part of the program, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us maintain our network of 50 outlets every single week, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Who controls the medium? Why, we carry a book written by a left-wing professor, Professor Ben Bagdikian, but a left-winger, but he wrote an excellent book. It's called New Media Monopoly, documenting the fact that six major corporations control over 90% of the media and largely determine what people think. Of course, Professor Bagdikian believes that the right-wing controls the media, the people on the right believe the left-wing controls the media, and they're both wrong. It's controlled by a small group. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. And they all tie into the CFR, Trilateral Commission complex. This little group of people who have an agenda and are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government under a different God. Basically, the book, The New Media Monopoly, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. That's The New Media Monopoly. Of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will help you explain who these people are and what motivates them. But basically, of course, this is all Luciferian. All you need to do is go to the Trilateral Commission website, look at their logo. That's trilateral.org. Look at their logo. Once we point it out to you, there are three sixes there. Six, six, six. Joined together by an upside-down broken cross. You can begin to understand what innovates these people, moving to create a one-world government with a different God. And once you understand we're involved in a spiritual battle, why, of course, everything begins to make sense. Of course, the reason the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our school was because the Masons, the Freemasons, controlled the American Supreme Court in 1962. In fact, they controlled it from 1941 to 1971, in majorities of 5-4 to 6-3. They were there. They were always there. And, of course, they were put there so they could destroy the moral fabric of this society. Because Freemasonry is a modern-day manifestation of the ancient mystery religions founded in the occult. And basically, that is the story of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and so many of the other books you can get from my ministry. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can look at the books, the tape sets, certainly the videos, the DVDs we carry. You need to get this material, and then, of course, then you need to tell others, explain to them what's going on. Certainly at our website, you can listen to our program on the Internet 4 hours a day live and 24 hours a day archived. Listen to the shows, to the programs. Get the information, and then it's your job to get it out. But nobody's going to tell you about the Masons controlling the Supreme Court or of the extensive occult influence at every level of our society today. And the myriad of secret and occult organizations working behind the scenes, whether it be the CFR, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, certainly the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Theosophists, the Rosicrucians, the family, and we could go on. But, of course, most of this is discussed in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the information. Let me suggest my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and on population control, the secret agenda. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase some?